Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sarda Energy & Minerals Limited Q4 and FY 2023 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sarda, Joint Managing Director, Sarda Energy & Minerals. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, dear moderator. Good afternoon, everyone. I extend a very warm welcome to all of you to the Q4 and FY 2023 earnings call of Sarda Energy & Minerals Limited. Today's discussion may include forward-looking statements which must be considered in conjunction with the risks that industry in general and our business in particular face, and actual results may vary materially. This year, the company shall be completing 50 years on 23rd June 2023. Over the years, in its journey to the Golden Jubilee, the company has grown and diversified, successfully meeting challenges posed by domestic and global economic conditions and industry cycles. As reflected in the changed name, we have diversified from steel to energy and minerals. Steel is one of the downstream products in our offering. This has helped in reducing volatility in its earnings. To commemorate the Golden Jubilee, the board of directors have proposed special dividend of 75% in addition to the regular dividend of 75%, making total dividend of 150%. Considering the demand from investors to improve the much-needed liquidity in equity shares of the company, the directors have also proposed to split the shares from face value of rupees 10 each to rupees 1 each. During the quarter under review, globally, the economies faced macro headwinds on account of high inflation, high interest rates, failure of certain banks abroad, war between Russia and Ukraine, and imposed sanctions. Central banks adopted tighter monetary policies to rein in inflation, resulting into liquidity tightening, demand compression, and high interest rates. Price of fuel, though moderate from the past, remained at elevated levels. As a result, margins in steel ferroalloys business remained under pressure. New capacity addition in ferroalloys and fall in demand due to stagnancy in steel production globally adversely affected ferroalloys prices and margins. Grid power prices have been increased by most of the state utilities due to increased fuel cost on account of mixing of expensive imported coal in thermal generation. This has further put pressure on profit margins in steel and ferroalloys manufacturing. However, we are less affected due to use of our captive coal. The operating performance of manufacturing facilities has been stable. During the year ended March 23, at standalone level, we recorded highest ever production of all products except sponge iron. The sponge iron production was affected on account of use of captive coal, which is of relatively lower grade for commercial consideration. The coal mine, pellet plant, and wire rod mill achieved 100% of the approved capacity. We have received permission to increase production capacity of rolling mill from 180,000 tons per annum to 250,000 tons per annum, which will be achieved through debottlenecking without any major capex. In Q4 FY23, we exported 34,560 metric tons of ferroalloys valued at about 294 crores against 26,300 metric tons in Q4 FY22 valued at 300 crores and 20,554 metric tons in Q3 FY23 valued at rupees 176 crores. During financial year 23, we exported 98,000 metric tons ferroalloys valued at 983 crores against 91,000 tons metric tons valued at rupees 998 crores in FY20. The 113 megawatt Sikkim hydropower project generated 432 million units in FY23. At generation bus level, the plant achieved PLF of 44%. However, due to delay in arrival of monsoon and scattered rains, the Gullu hydropower plant in Chhattisgarh generated only around 80 million units against 105 million units in FY22. The Uttarakhand project generated 22 million units against 26 million units in FY22. Mines and minerals. We have received consent to operate for increase in the coal mining in Garepalma 4x7 coal block by 20% from 1.2 million ton to 1.4 million ton. We are seeking approvals for further increase of 20% during current financial year. The Expert Advisory Committee of Government of India has recommended grant of environment clearance, EC, for Shahpur commercial coal mine. The consent to establish CEE has been received for the mine. Mine development work will be started after getting forest clearance, which is in process. The company has been awarded mine development and operation contract for Kalyani Underground Coal Mine in Chhattisgarh by Southeast Coalfields Limited on revenue sharing basis. We have estimated extractable reserves of 3 million ton high-grade coal with estimated annual production of 1.8 lakh tons. 4.5% of net revenue shall be retained by SCCL. We are required to start production from the mine in third year. A wholly owned subsidiary company has been formed for the purpose in the name of Kalyani Coal Mining Private Limited. The company has also been declared the preferred bidder for Surjagarh 1 iron ore block in the state of Maharashtra. Hydropower project under construction. Construction work at 25 megawatt Rihar hydropower project in Chhattisgarh is progressing as per schedule and is expected to be operational before end of FY24-25. Now I hand over to Mr. P.K. Jain, who will brief about financial performance and position of the company. Over to you, Mr. Jain.
Thank you, Pankaji. The company has achieved quarterly consolidated revenue of 1076 crores during quarter 4 of FY23 against 908 crores reported in the last quarter and rupees 1058 crores in corresponding quarter of previous year. The company has reported operating EBITDA of rupees 209 crores during the quarter against 197 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 351 crores in quarter 4 of FY22. The company's profit after tax at the consolidated level stood at rupees 115 crores as against 130 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 207 crores in the comparable quarter of the previous year. Debt position. At the standalone level, the company is net debt-free with surplus funds. At the consolidated level, the gross long-term borrowing stood at about 1,250 crores and the short-term borrowings stood about 150 crores. The total net debt stood at about 700 crores and total debt net of the loans given as part of the treasury operations is about rupees 400 crores. Loans repayable within next 1 year is rupees 180 crores. All ongoing capexes, including for the coal mines and for hydropower project, have been financed from the internal accrual. The credit rating of Madhya Bharat Power Corporation Limited has been upgraded by 2 notches from IND A- to IND A+ by India Rating. This reflects improving performance and financials of the hydro subsidiary in which we have highest debt. The company is not exposed to exposed materially to the currency rate fluctuations. The foreign currency exposure is majorly covered by natural hedge by import and export. I now hand over to Sri Manish Sharda, who will brief about steel and ferroalloys industry scenario and the outlook. Over to Manish ji.
Thanks, Mr. Jain. During FY23, the world steel production recorded negative growth of 2% from 1875 million tons to 1834 million tons. China, which produces more than half of world steel, recorded growth of 3%. India recorded a growth of 5% in FY23. India recorded growth despite the fall of 55% in steel exports from 18.37 million tons to 8.34 million tons year on year, and jump in imports by 45% from 4.8 million to 7 million tons. This has been possible due to robust domestic demand. The apparent consumption has also gone up from 106 million tons to 120 million tons, registering a growth of more than 13%. In Q4 FY23, India produced 33.18 million tons of steel, recording growth of 5% year-on-year. Global steel production was 459 million tons in the quarter, recording growth of 1% year-on-year. Energy, logistic prices, which constitute a substantial portion of cost of production and distribution of steel, have receded but are still at elevated levels. As such, prices of finished steel may remain range-bound. The central government initiatives on infrastructure-led capex, localization and import substitution will further boost steel demand. Input cost of steel making, including iron ore, coke, coal and energy, may also remain range-bound. Steel prices may also remain range-bound due to the increased conversion costs. Manganese ore prices have also softened. Ferroalloys prices are range-bound due to production cuts after correction due to oversupply on account of fall in global steel production and capacity additions. The company is evaluating various growth opportunities in the field of its operations. This is all about the performance and outlook. Now we leave the forum open for questions from the participants. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas Investment Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. And first of all, I would like to congratulate the entire team of SADA on the completion of a very important milestone. Wish best of luck for the next 50 years also. On the first question related to the mining asset, I just wanted a bit more clarification regarding what is the kind of investment that we are looking at, what is the revenue and profitability that we expect based on the current prices that we have, and what is the total amount of investment that we are looking at for both the mining asset, the MDO contract, and the iron ore block.
Good afternoon. So far as both the mining assets are concerned, these are basically long-term investments. There won't be any material investment in the near future. As already stated, so far as the iron ore block is concerned, this is a virgin block where we have to carry out the exploration activity. Then only we'll be able to decide how much area has full potential. And based on that, final mining plan will be drawn. So it will be very difficult to give any specific figure on the investment so far as the iron ore block is concerned. It will take time to explore and get the finer details on the block.
Okay. So far as
MDO contract is concerned, there also we have got a 3 years time to start the production. So at least in the near future, there won't be material investment. Material investment is that we are carrying out the detailed, mining plan. So as to get the ascertain, but because it was an operating mine, here also there will not be material investment except for the land acquisition. So we are exploring the possibility to what extent initially we have to buy the land to carry out the mining operations. Existing mine was in the underground, and we are exploring both the opportunities, whether to go for the underground mine or for the open cast mine. If we have to go for the open cast mine, there will be maybe we may have to invest maybe 200 to 300 crores in totality for the project.
Okay.
But it will be over a period of 3 years.
Got it. And when it comes to the coal washery, the plan to raise it to 1.8 MTPA, so by when are we planning this?
So in this financial year, we'll apply for getting the environment clearance.
Okay.
And I'm assuming we'll have to, above 1 million ton, it has to go in the center, and a public hearing is also required. So we have to complete that activity as well.
Okay, and the amount of investment in this project?
So, 1.8 million ton, it is not substantial. It may around 20 to 25 crore rupees.
Okay. And secondly, a clarification on the power division this time. So, we reported a loss at EBIT level. So any reason, specific reason why this happened?
This hydropower is the lean season. This is the poorest quarter for generation because during this quarter we don't have material generation, and our fixed costs are there, so that's why it happens in this course.
Yeah, but if I just consider this YOY, last year it was 25 million, and comparatively this year we generated higher units, and our sales was also higher compared to last year, but
Yeah.
we reported a massive loss comparatively.
Yeah. There are two factors. Last year we had not provided for the transmission cost because that was on account of CSPDCL. Now CSPDCL has raised the demand, so as a precaution, we have provided for the transmission cost during this period. So when we compare with the previous year, that is one of the differences. And second is, last year we had some sale of power on the IEX at a much better price. This time the prices were not that good as when we compare with the imported coal cost. So that also had some bearing on the power revenues.
So this transmission cost that you are mentioning, like what is the total amount provided for this, and what is the status like? Do we expect this going on for transmission for the coming future?
Transmission cost is about 10 crores per quarter, and the matter is under negotiation with the buyer, and also we are exploring the avenues to get it clarified from the regulator, because we are supposed to get the equity return net, so net of that all costs. So that matter is under representation. Until then, we have provided as a precaution for the transmission cost.
Got it. So, okay, I'll come back in the queue, sir, for the rest of my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Vivek Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Sir, I have just only one question. In our ferro business in FY 2023, which was impacted due to the market scenario, but now, what is your outlook for FY 2024? And also, you have added the capacity in ferro, so how confident are you of utilizing the capacity? Thank you.
Manish?
Yeah, the outlook for ferroalloys, remains softer for the next 6 months or so. This is because of, the global production capacity has also come online, which was shut due to the Ukraine and Russia war. But we have started, and we have successfully started our third furnace, the additional capacity which we've added, and we'll be able to completely sell the product in the market. The pricing, the market will only determine the pricing.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone now. We have our next question from the line of Vikas Singh from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on completion of so many years for your 50 years of your company. Sir, my first question pertains to coal blocks. Just wanted to understand that some of the other peers who have received the coal block during that period, they are now telling, giving a guidance of their coal block is getting delayed. So just wanted to understand that have you also facing similar problem when the approvals are getting a little bit delayed than previously what you have expected?
First of all, thanks for the compliments. Our Gare Palma 4x7 coal block was the first commercial coal block to start in the country. We started the coal block in just 9 months. And our second coal block that we have got in Madhya Pradesh, I mean, we are on track. It looks some hurdles comes, but overall, primarily it looks that we are in track. We have to start the coal block within 51 months, and we'll start it before that.
Understood, sir. So we haven't faced similar kind of the problems as of yet. Sir, in terms of our Surajgarh iron ore block, we just wanted to know a little bit more about giving it its nature of unexplored block. What is the timeline you are expecting here? And since it's a JV, so who are the other partners basically there?
So the partner is Shyam Shell Group has joined with us. So we both have partnered in this and we have the majority stake in the joint venture.
So what is our economic interest basically or the offtake agreement which you have done?
No, it's the economic interest is 51% with us and offtake, it's a being a commercial mine, there is no specific offtake. It will be basically market driven. Whosoever requires, otherwise it will be sold off in the market also. So it is not on the offtake, it is on the basically sharing of the revenues. Anyone of us may take or may we may sell in the market also. That will be market-driven transaction.
Understood, sir. Sir, my next question towards the market dynamics right now, just wanted to understand how the spot prices are now versus 4Q averages, and given that a lot of price correction has already happened, do you think that price correction is done largely, or do you still feel some weakness to persist over the monsoon period?
Manish ji.
No, basically I'll tell you something, that the price correction has happened if you compare it to the last quarter, and price correction has happened primarily on the basis of the raw material prices being revised. If you've seen that the coal prices have come down and iron ore prices have also come down, and so the finished prices have also come down. Now, looking at the future scenario, if the raw material prices go down, then and the market demands are sluggish, then the finished prices will also go down along with that. The important part is we need to understand whether the spread remains the same or not. So the important part for us as a producer, as a manufacturer, is that we have to have our margins intact. That is important for us.
Okay, sir. And sir, sir, imported coal prices have corrected far sharper than domestic. So just wanted to understand is this variation is newly found or it has been followed from quite some time and domestic prices does not have much leg room to correct from here? In terms of coal, basically, I'm asking.
No, in terms of coal, I'll explain to you what has happened is that there was last year, if you remember, there was a big shutdown in Indonesia and a lot of licenses were cancelled and the mines were not operational because of irregular activities in Indonesia itself. Now, those licenses have been reissued, mines have started operating in a regular fashion now. So, we are seeing a lot of coal coming out from Indonesia as well. And also the logistics cost, the freights of the bulk vessels have also come down. And that is why we are seeing the prices of imported coal drastically coming down.
So, sir, my question was that our domestic prices were usually at a discounted to imported. Given that the e-auction price correction has not been that sharper, do you think that following the historical discounts, would the domestic prices have a more, legroom to correct, or even in the domestic thing, you think that the prices have corrected and further fall in the prices looks unlikely?
No, no, sooner or later the prices have to be in line with the international pricing. The domestic pricing cannot be very high, but there is a lag in terms of that. You know, a lot of linkages which have been allotted are not being met, and a lot of coal is not being, you know, shelled out of the government mines. So that lag, once that lag is over, prices will fall in line internationally, and the domestic prices, there won't be much of a variation. Right now we are seeing it. It's a very specific situation right now.
So, sir, what was our linkage for the quarter, and what are the expectations for next quarter?
Most of our linkages are on the verge of expiry, and some of them have already expired. Now we are not running most of the linkages except for some high-grade coal. Low-grade coal and medium-grade coal we are meeting from our captive mines, and we are not going for further linkages except for the high-grade coal.
Understood, sir. And just one last question, in terms of our capital allocation, if you could give us some idea about the capital allocation policy going forward.
No, I think we have already clarified this key. There are two projects. One is the Sahapur coal mine, where we are investing. Another is the hydropower project in Chhattisgarh. These are the two projects which we have already taken up, and definitely in the pipeline, as already stated, one is the Kalyani coal mine and another block, iron ore block, we have taken. So our focus of the capital allocation will be on the mineral resources as a backward integration, and definitely in the future we'll definitely look forward some bottleneck improvements or waste utilization, maybe waste recovery power project in our Vishakhapatnam project, or maybe slag utilization project. So similar type of project we will be taking up so as to get the value addition on the capital investment with a minimal investment, whatever we can get to the maximum value. Otherwise, we have not taken up any major capex for at least next 1 or 2 years so far as any greenfield or brownfield expansion is concerned.
Understood, sir. That's all from my side. And thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Aur dhanyawad. Ye jo split hua hai, sir, aise to split painful hota hai, but this split is good.
चलो धन्यवाद सर धन्यवाद
सर आपकी बहुत समय से डिमांड थी यस सर मैं आपका याद मतलब मेमोरी का कायल हो चुका हूं सर कि आपको याद है
अरे नहीं
सर अच्छा सर मेरे को एक चीज पूछना था कि जैसे फेरो एलॉयज का बीच में मार्केट बहुत गड़बड़ था प्राइसेस भी काफी डाउन हुई लेकिन अभी मैंने सुना है कि अफ्रीकन कंट्रीज में बिकॉज ऑफ द हाई पावर प्राइसेस फेरो एलॉय की काफी यूनिट्स जो है वो बंद हो रही हैं तो हेलो
हाँ बोलिए
हाँ तो वो यूनिट्स बंद हो रही है तो उसकी वजह से डिमांड एंड प्राइस दोनों बढ़ने का उम्मीद है नेक्स्ट 3 to 6 months में
ऐसा है भंडारी जी साउथ अफ्रीका में बेसिकली एस्कॉम ने प्राइसेस रेज किए हैं प्लस उनके वहां पर शॉर्टेजेस भी हैं पावर के और सेम चीज जाम्बिया में भी हुई है जाम्बिया में भी काफी पावर की शॉर्टेजेस हो रही है और वहां पर जो अभी नए प्लांट्स को जो पावर उन लोग दे रहे हैं दे आर एट अ हाई प्राइस एज फार एज प्रोडक्शन कैपेसिटी बीइंग शट यस अ मेजर प्लांट हैज बीन शट डाउन बट दे हैव इंक्रीज देयर प्रोडक्शन एल्सवेयर बिकॉज दीज कंपनीज हैव देयर प्रोडक्शन यूनिट्स इन मलेशिया एंड सारावाक So, they Orin Metals have increased their production capacity in Sarawak, and so has Om Metals. I think there will be a little bit of a rise, but there won't be a substantial rise in the next 6 months in the ferroalloys pricing. That is my personal point of view, because there is a lot of capacity in India also, which has been built up in the last 1.5 years.
Yeah. Because prices achhi thi, to sab logon ne kafi increase kiya.
So I don't think so. In the next coming 6 months, you know, the prices are going to go up because, you know, at the end of the day, the ferroalloys prices are also related to the steel pricing. You know, the steel demand has to be very robust globally. Huh. And only then we can see a upsurge in terms of pricing of ferroalloys.
But globally, steel demand pick up to kar rahi hai, sir?
Globally, steel demand is picking up, but at the same time, you know, we are seeing that the production centers which were shut in Europe has also started. And one of the major guzzlers of steel and producers of steel, you know, steel products is basically China. China's economy is not showing a good amount of strength.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see what China's economy comes up with in the next 3-4 months, 6 months. Only then we can see, because everything is demand driven by China.
So ye ferroalloy mein apne ko losses, matlab we are able to sell the total produce?
Yeah. We are comfortably selling our products.
And at a margin, maybe a little less.
Yeah, the prices upar niche to chalte rehte hai, commodity hai. But overall it looks to be okay.
दूसरा क्या हुआ, raw material prices भी कम हुई है. Raw material prices also
come down. Raw material prices have also come down, so margin normally maintain हो जाता है.
हाँ, वो उसका भी effect होता है थोड़ा.
और अपना सर ये जैसे इंडिविजुअल मतलब स्टैंड अलोन रिजल्ट्स में जो रहता है प्रॉफिट और कंसोलिडेटेड में, मैंने देखा लास्ट क्वार्टर में भी प्रॉब्लम था, इस क्वार्टर में भी कंसोलिडेटेड इज लेस देन स्टैंड अलोन प्रॉफिट, ऐसा क्यों है सर?
नहीं, उसमें क्या जो कंसोलिडेटेड में हाइड्रो का जैसे रहता है, छत्तीसगढ़ हाइड्रो का, वो ऑलरेडी स्टैंड अलोन में भी हमारा शामिल हो जाता है. और दूसरा उस पीरियड में फेरोलॉज में जैसे सारा मेटल्स में भी थोड़ा सा स्ट्रेस रहा है, तो उसका
इफेक्ट रहा. वी वर ऑल्सो शट डाउन फॉर प्रैक्टिकली 3.5 months इन विशाखापट्टनम. वी हैड अ टर्बाइन हॉलिंग विच वी हैड टू डू.
और एक उसका डिविडेंड का भी इफेक्ट है, स्टैंड अलोन में डिविडेंड भी शामिल था 22 करोड़ का, तो वो कंसोलिडेटेड. हाँ, तो उसके कारण वो कंसोलिडेटेड में हट जाता है. स्टैंड अलोन में 22 करोड़ का डिविडेंड का प्लस छत्तीसगढ़ हाइड्रो का प्रॉफिट ऑलरेडी शामिल है, उसका इफेक्ट है वो.
जी. और ये जैसे अभी हाइड्रो का जो अपने को मिलेगा बेनिफिट, वो सेकंड एंड थर्ड क्वार्टर में?
हाँ जी.
जी जी. अच्छा सर, मैं एक चीज बोलूँ, आपने बताया था इनिशियल ओपनिंग सेंटेंस था कि 23/6/23 को अपना 50 साल कंप्लीट हो रहा है.
हाँ जी
सर, ये 23/6/23 जो है वो बहुत ही बढ़िया ऑस्पिशियस डेट है सर. आप कहीं से भी इधर उधर कर लीजिए, सब 6/6/6 आ रहा है, 6 लग रहा है सर.
चलो ठीक है सर, थैंक यू.
तो ये सिक्सर में सर थोड़ा बहुत बोनस भी दे दीजिए, उस दिन डिक्लेयर कर दीजिए.
चलो आपकी डिमांड जैसी भी है, प्रोड्यूस कर देंगे आगे.
इट इज अ वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डेट सर.
ठीक,
चलिए. थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू. लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन प्लीज प्रेस स्टार एंड वन ऑन योर फोन नाउ. Participants may please press star and 1 to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Prashant Kumar Hazariwala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. Congratulations for completing 50 years. So, my question is like, have we finalized the unit price for our hydro plant, Sikkim?
We have finalized.
Alright, so it is above our consideration, or it is, how it is like?
No, what is the question? Have we finalized the units for our hydropower project, right? Was that the question?
For our hydropower, yes, for Sikkim, the new hydropower we have commissioned, and it was told that it's not finalized yet.
No. That is the still provisional tariff. Okay. Final tariff is yet to be approved by the regulator.
All right. Not yet approved, right?
Yeah, that is in process. That regulatory process is on.
All right. My second question, I'm new to this coal industry, so maybe my question will be a little bit, you'll find something. So how coal washeries will add value in our coal mining?
So sir, our coal is a little low-grade coal, washeries help to reduce the ash content in the coal. So we could expect up to reduction of almost 5 to 10% of ash reduction whenever we are washing coal, and it also helps to reduce the shale. A lot of blended stones come during coal mining activity, so the washeries help to reduce that also, which increase the capacity, the quality of coal, the end product.
So what grade of coal we are mining?
So it varies, but there are different seams, and different seams have different grades of coal. So it varies.
So varies means like what will be the range, like any calorific value range you can
So the range varies from G11 to G17 grade.
Okay, and so where our coal is used?
So our coal is mostly being used in our captive consumption in our power plant. The washed coal is being used in our sponge iron and ferroalloys unit, and in the gasifiers and pellet plant. As well, it's a commercial coal block, so it is being sold also in the market.
So our coal is used for all these heavy industries, right? Right. So what is the difference between the Australian coal and our coal? Like how it makes a difference for economically?
No, Australian coal is generally of high grade, high, maybe G3, G4, that grade. And that is much more costlier. And there are other chemical and physical properties of the coal. So it depends upon the end use, where are you using, what exactly is your end use purpose. So there is no direct comparison, because ours is G11 and onwards, and where is imported coal is generally of high.
Jensab, let me explain. Let me just clarify his basic question. I think what you're asking is the economics of the Australian coal versus our coal, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So let me tell you, all Australian coal which comes into the port, and from port to Raipur, the freight itself is very, very high. So our coal is cheaper in terms of the logistic cost itself. So that's where the economics comes into picture. And wherever we require high grade coal, we import little bit as a sweetener, and then we blend it and use it in our applications in our plant. And primarily we are not buying Australian, we are buying South African coal, RB2.
Okay.
So we use that as a sweetener wherever it is required. Otherwise, in most of the applications, mostly the major guzzler is the power plant.
Right. Mm.
So that's where the economics comes into play.
So where our mines are commercial mines, so to whom we sell this coal? Because you told that Raipur is far from the port, so it will be for logistics cost will be much more.
So there are a lot of plants around Raigarh where we are selling this coal. A lot of plants around Chhattisgarh, and in the bordering areas, a lot of plants are there.
All right. So
and we will not have too much to sell also, because we are also utilizing our own coal, and we are putting it through the washery, upgrading it, and then utilizing it on our own applications in our plant.
Right. So after this expansion, we can sell coal to the.
But there are many plants in and around, no? Near our mines, in the vicinity, there are a lot of plants. So they all save in terms of the logistics cost, for their landed cost, for them to bring anything from Paradeep or from Vishakhapatnam or from any other port, it will be expensive for them.
Right. So we have clients ready if we expand our capacity for sure, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sarda for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you. We thank all the participants. The company has been able to report a consistent performance on the strength of backward integration and diversification into mining and hydropower. which will continue to be our core strength and focus of the company. The presentation made and the discussions held in the conference will help the investors to evaluate the performance in a better way. We hope we have been able to address most of your questions. Please feel free to reach out us or to our IR team if you have any further questions. We look forward to connect again in the next conference. Thank you all.
Thank you.
On behalf of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.